2022 Ja Sun. The Mendelian train wreck. The Mendelian proposal was sanctioned by Vaive T. Khan, to mock up the secrets of life as scientists' instruments could now see deeper and deeper into the mystery of human biology. The daddy of the Mendelian law is Greg from the Brady Bunch. He was called Gregor back then. Greggy found out when he looked deep enough, he could not see the impetus of life. He wanted to, but it was not viewable. What was this driving force of life? Where was it and what to name it? Greggy and many lying scientists today like to call this invisible driving force / impetus, active factor. Yes, they named the mysterious and invisible impetus of life, active factor. Quite ridiculous and lying by omission. It is most definitely and obviously an invisible and mysterious force. Why is it named active factor? So these men can lay claim to the mysterious and invisible force behind everything. So as to deny a misunderstood creator. To name men as God and usurp the one true creator. Shame. Then these shameful men fill books, schools and media to falsify the minds and lives of those coming behind them. Shame. There are many Greggies in history. And the ones who made them famous. And their false statements became true through memes created by men who control schools and media. A cycle of masturbation and murder. Destroy the weak by devaluing all and then picking off the weakest. Shameful. Dash. Bouncing back. Too often in life we remain wounded and broken because of life situations. Some of these situations that occurred was out of our control and some decisions we caused ourselves. However, the one thing that we must learn in life is that when life gives us lemons we have to make lemonade. https://amazon.com/bounce-back-effect-midst-setbacks/dp/bo8b38b4q9 Resilience is a bit of a buzzword, but it is incredibly powerful. It's the internal ally we can call on to handle life events that challenge our mental health. https://www.alistforlife.com/tools/mental-health/resilience-the-bounce-back-effect Life is unpredictable and messy. You can never predict how your circumstances will affect your mental health and overall well-being. Whether you're picking up the pieces from a significant tragedy or managing a mental illness you're already aware of, learning to take care of your mental health is a daily battle, but a battle that you're capable of winning. https://www.hercampus.com/wellness/how-bounce-back-after-mental-breakdown/ Shiva is, Atman, always bouncing back. Shiva is Adam or Atman, AT man means 1-19. He lives at the heart of Earth which is Mount Kailash. Shakali, Kailash. Out of the Mount Kailash comes Quiet Kali. She is a force that was awoken and enraged as demons were found to be entering Earth. When Shiva encounters her, he is challenged to yield to her although it will lead to a destruction of the divine but then a return. To explore the meaningless of existence. Unless you have some mastery over life, you cannot do anything. Everyone has some mastery over life. Otherwise, what could you do? The level of mastery that you have determines how much you can do. The image of Kali standing on Shiva essentially symbolizes having total mastery over the process of life. It means that you can kill God himself and then give life back to him. That is audacious, isn't it? Finding technique to lose judgment will open the space between left and right brain and facilitate a heart-mind merge or meeting God. What happens is a realization you are partnered with a creator. The action to take is to find actions, heart actions, to open the space between your left-right brain energies and emotions by breaking cognitive dissonance and losing judgment on yourself and all other people. Finding the rationale for all the devastation and rebirth continuously happening outside in the world and simultaneously inside your body, and in your ideas and your relationships and what you see outside yourself. Learn to correct the balance in your thinking and emotions to self-determine your outcomes. Random or purpose. Meaning is your daily life. Purpose is where you end up. Random is for non-caring. Random is an abbreviation for randomain, as in ran already, RA. Random explains the deeper meaning to nothing new under the sun as everything random has been ran before. This place called Earth is the randomain. Can we choose actuality over reality? You cannot unchoose actuality but you can ignore it. Actuality follows us everywhere and is the definition of a human being. All there is to know about a human is actually happening. Regardless of who notices or not. That is actually, actuality. Reality is what we make it. Everything we know that we know plus everything we know we do not know plus everything we do not know, we don't not know. Famously stated below. Rumsey at his best. Can we choose a purpose that cannot be taken from us? Now is real, past is unreal, future has not happened and is unreal, planning for tomorrow is happening now and real. The first step to seeing the clock and the compass. Everyone chooses their moments to be significant or insignificant. To be mundane or meaningful in actions and speech. Are we inside? Inside, Rube Goldberg, accidents. Are we Rube Goldberg machines set into motion by a large starting energy boom dash implying a scripted aspect to all life and creation? Inside. If you were a star and had to be alive for 10 billion years, would it be easier to find self-realization than a dense human star? Assuming stars which take a huge area and time, what energy thoughts are happening inside and between stars? Do we know their language? Can we really call a star an assembly of dumb and unconscious dust? Would we devalue ourselves to make a claim like that without advanced knowledge? The group dynamic. The group dynamic happens in small scale amongst real people within their small groups and in the large scale in a mostly observable only way in the macro social constructs that we all see happening around us and through reports of the media and authors. I am in many, many small groups and we all talk about what we observe in the social construct. In our discussions, we talk about the social ills of society and what might be done to resolve them. We find there are many parts and moving pieces to the world we see around us on a macrosocial scale. We come up with a myriad of ways to describe it and analyze it. We put many colors and tones and vibrations and spins on the various events that we witness on the macrosocial scale. We have become quite adept at the details of what is happening outside of us that we have no control over. We can see all the different ways the things outside of us are coming at us and affecting our happiness. It is interesting that in our small groups where we are supposedly talking about resolutions to the problems we see around us, we also accept that we have little control over these events. We also agree that we can only affect what is right in front of us and our own attitude toward it. So eventually we can only repair what is happening in front of us and not what is only observable outside of us. Small groups work. It seems that if we wanted to have an effect on the observable macro-social scale of the society that we would learn the work in the small groups where we are physically facing each other first. From this up close and personal and real position, we can see the actual things that have to be dealt with and what has to be allowed or disallowed per consensus, as when we are face to face we must come to a consensus or we must reject each other. LCDs are not real people. This is common in the digital and media world because the face to face is replaced by the LCD screen. But when we are face to face, the push comes to shove moment and the idea of the ultimate obligation is realized. For most people, this is easily avoided by sheltering themselves from other people and hiding indoors away from other people as much as they can. This is a common human behavior in today's culture. Since we love to examine the social ills as they are happening around us from an observable view, then we have handed ourselves the obligation to repair those ills from the small up close and personal groups that we are in. This would include learning some of the attributes of how groups of people get along and have peace and harmony. It starts with wanting and desiring peace and harmony. And it ends with tolerance and compassion. There is plenty of room for materialism and striving for things while maintaining the respect and order of the importance of things and people. See less people, get less people. If we shelter ourselves away from other people too much and focus too much on LCD screens, we will lose all sense of accountability to others and to ourselves. This is in fact all too common amongst our peoples today, and the 3.5 billion plus cell phones in the hands of our people is not helping any. It is a matter of proportion if one cares about their score in the accountability department. If one cares not about their score in the accountability department, then they can be as useless repeating wretch. Of course, for those that lean the other way, there is nothing but glory and everlasting joy. Train wrecks. John Luther Jones was born March 14, 1863. He was known as Casey Jones. In February 1900, the chief district engineer transferred to a new route, thus opening runs number 1 and number 4 to a younger engineer. Jones asked for the job, and after 10 years as engineer, Jones had a regular high-wheel job. He was mortally wounded in a train wreck on the following day. A funeral service was held in St. Mary's Church, where he and his wife Janie had married 14 years before. A train wreck perspective in song. Lyrics. Laying in the silence waiting for the siren signs, any signs I'm alive still I don't want to lose it, but I'm not getting through this hey, should I pray, should I pray to myself, to a God, to a Savior who can. Unbreak the broken, unsay these spoken words, find hope in the hopeless, pull me out the train wreck, unburn the ashes, unchain the reactions, I'm not ready to die, not yet, pull me out the train wreck, pull me out, 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 underneath our bad blood we still got a sad song, home, still at home, still at home, yeah, it's not too late to build it back, cause a one in a million chance is still a chance, Still a chance, and I would take those odds. Unbreak the broken, unsay these spoken words. Find hope in the hopeless. Pull me out the train wreck. Unburn the ashes. Unchain the reactions. I'm not ready to die. Not yet. Pull me out the train wreck. Pull me out. 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 You can say what you like. Don't say I wouldn't die for it. I'm down on my knees and I need you to be my God. Be my help. Be a savior who can unbreak the broken, unsay these reckless words. Find hope in the hopeless. Pull me out the train wreck. Unburn the ashes. Unchain the reactions. I'm not ready to die. Not yet. Pull me out the train wreck. Pull me out. 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 Tags James Arthur. Train wreck. Train wreck. Lyrics. Lyrics. Train wreck. James Arthur. Train wreck. Train wreck. James Arthur. James Arthur. Train wreck. Lyrics. Train wreck. James Arthur. Lyrics. Lyrics. Train wreck. James Arthur. James Arthur. Train wreck. Train wreck. Lyrics. Lyrics. Train wreck. James Arthur. Train wreck. Train wreck. James Arthur. James Arthur. Train wreck. Lyrics. Train wreck. James Arthur. Lyrics.